8 Ball Podcast.
We're rolling.
You have to intro it.
I thought you were introing it.
Oh, hello. Welcome to 8 Ball Podcast.
Woohoo!
My name is Celine. I'm not your regular host.
My name is Kush. I am your regular host.
and we're
here for this very special episode. Back again. Last episode, I said that we're going to do a pretty consistent schedule. That hasn't really worked out. But this is the schedule, okay?
Listen, just we're in university.
It. You get what you
we're
get.
We're both in our final semester of our undergrad. It's been a tough
this is the way
four
it is,
years.
Okay? This is the way it is.
We were just at dinner, and we were reflecting on the past 4 years of our university experiences. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot of learning and exploring and becoming people.
Becoming people.
What and it's before? Been good. Why were we at dinner, Kush?
I'm sorry, Tommy. It's my birthday tomorrow.
It's Kush's birthday.
Yeah,
we're
just
also,
celebrating.
Also, for people who don't know me, I'm Kush's girlfriend.
Yeah, slash manager of the podcast.
Life manager.
Yeah. Keeps me going. Yeah. Yeah, it was my birthday. It is my birthday tomorrow, so turning 21. Very young. Even though I feel old sometimes.
I feel old.
Yeah, that's fine. 21's
old. That's a lot of life in you.
Is it old enough to feel your own age? I think yes.
What do you mean?
Because, like, you know, do you ever get those moments where you just, like, sit there and you're like, I feel 21. Or X years old. When you just have this moment of, like, conscious awareness that you're as old as you are.
I think so.
Like, you were talking about Finn Wolfhard. Talking to that kid who didn't know One Direction. That would be a time where you feel your age.
Yeah, exactly.
At his ripe age of 17 or whatever.
Yeah, whatever his age is. Mm-hmm. That's not even old.
Nah, man.
I don't even know. I like look at 19-year-olds and I'm like, you're a child.
Yeah. Like when I ID'd that person at the bar whose birthday said 2001 and I like had to take a moment to just acknowledge that.
You were like,
that is in fact
you
over
are
18. Yes.
18,
okay.
Yes.
I can give you that Stella. Good. Okay. Also, what kind of 19-year-old drinks Stella?
That's like bougie.
Right? Yeah, that's what they had. They asked for a Stella, and I was like, can I see some ID? And it said 2001, and I was just like, oh, yes. You're good, okay. Stella, okay.
Stella.
Anyways, before we get started, this episode is brought to you by Anchor.fm. Put a plug at the halfway point, because I don't feel like doing the whole spiel right now, but shout out to them. Go check out Anchor.fm. Right now, if you want to start making your own podcast.
Chef's kiss. To anchor.fm.
Yes. Okay, what are we
actually
doing today?
A lot of podcasts that I listen to use Anchor.
Yeah, they're great.
Man. I listen to Natalie Barbu's podcast. Mm,
shout out Natalie.
She's 130% not listening to this, but you never know.
Probably.
But yeah, she was like, I use Anchor. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's why, because I started listening to Off the Pill by Ryan Higa, like one of my favorite YouTubers, and he uses it. So I was like, oh my God, I can make my own podcast?
Yeah, it's like one of the only free services, I think, right?
Pretty much the only. You know what? I'm sure there's other free ones, but none as good as Anchor. Like, none can do what Anchor can do. Girl, you a star. Chef's kiss to Anchor. But anyways, what's the plan right now, Sal? What are we doing today, tonight?
I don't even know how to describe it. It's like we're just going to ask each other questions. I don't know.
It'll be a fun game. It's like
a game.
This is different from what we usually do here, but
you've probably seen this a lot on TikTok. I don't know. I don't watch TikToks. I don't have TikTok on my phone.
I feel like Smosh does this kind of thing.
It's like who's most likely to, but then also kind of mixed with like a boyfriend tag. Just a bunch of questions.
Well, you know at weddings when the person has to raise their shoe or like they're sitting back to back and it's
do
like...
Do like normal weddings do that too or
I
just
feel,
us?
I feel like I've seen that at like on like AFV or something, like some random weddings.
AFV. Okay, should we start?
Now I feel my age. AFV.
Oh yeah, shout out if you know what AFV is.
Yeah, anyways.
Wow, I love that.
Good time.
Okay, should we just start?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I have
it's
all
just
the
like
questions,
a bunch. Yeah,
so I'm just going to ask, and then we will just decide. These ones are who are more likely to.
Okay. This is so different from what we usually do on 8 Ball.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's been a light episode.
In a while.
Yet. And it's always me asking the question, so this is a nice change in pace, I must admit.
Okay. I think when I ask the questions,
yeah,
we should just, like, 1, 2, 3, and say them at the same time.
Okay.
The answer.
I like it. That's okay. Good.
Okay, tell me when to stop scrolling.
Now.
Okay. Oh, I have a good one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who's most likely to curse in front of a child? 3, 2, 1.
You.
Me.
I was going to say me, but I'm like, no.
I have a sailor's mouth.
Well, because I was thinking the same. When you first asked the question, I was like, oh, that's 100% me. I've done it before. But then at the same time, I'm like, I feel like more likely to. Definitely. Not saying I wouldn't. You're definitely more likely to, though.
Okay, I have another good one.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's... Okay.
Dude, go for it.
Who's most likely to ignore their phone when their mom calls?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Me. Really?
Whoa.
You think so?
I feel like I've done it in front of you.
You've done it in front of me?
And then
but
I
like,
just, like, end the call.
But, like, proportionality-wise, I feel like of the calls you receive from your mom, you answer, like, 80% of them.
Okay.
You know? Whereas for me, I feel like I have more missed calls from my mom than...
Okay, fair. And, like, your mom doesn't call you as much as my
mom
does.
Yo, truth of cats out of the bag, like, I still have my mom muted on, like, iMessage.
Oh, like...
Like, I don't receive notifications from her texts.
That's funny.
She definitely listens, so... Sorry, Mom. It's just, I can't, sorry.
It's so funny.
It's the way it is.
Oh, my God.
It's because she used to always call me, like, when I took the train. Wow, way back when. Like, do you remember when I would always tell you that she called me, like, or as I'm on the train to ask me when I'm coming home? And, like, that's it? And then hang up?
Yeah.
That just bothers me so much. I'm like, well, first of all,
just text me.
Second of all, I share my location with you. Like, you should be able to see.
That's true.
So.
That's the point of it.
Exactly. So I shared it and did all the, got all the bells and whistles on that, and she still does that. So I
wrote.
Should we get some water?
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know if you want
Shit, we already started. It's too late now. We gotta suck it up.
Okay. Okay, tell me when to stop. I don't know.
Okay, stop.
Ooh, okay. That's another good one.
Wherever your thumb is, that's the one. Doesn't matter how dumb or
Who's hard. Most likely to freak out over a text they misinterpreted?
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Really?
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. I just, that's a like weird this, question.
It, yeah. I feel like this literally happened a week ago.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, no, I do that a lot. Although, freak out in general.
Me. I freak out a lot.
All right, what's next?
Some of these, a lot of them are very boring.
Yeah.
We're using a random website also.
Mm.
These are like, we know each other, so it's like almost, I wish that other people were guessing these.
True, yeah. Between like the two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a good one.
Okay.
You're gonna laugh at this.
Okay.
Who's most likely to throw a fit when they lose a board game?
Okay. 3, 2, 1, you. 100%.
I've done it at my birthday.
Tell the story.
Okay, so it was my birthday, and we had a family get together at my dad's house, and we were playing a game of Uno, and we play where you can stack plus fours. I don't know about anyone else, but we were stacking plus fours, and it was coming around the table to me, and there was a plus four, and then another plus four. And then another plus four. And then my cousin hesitated. And I thought she was going to pick up. And then she put a plus four down. And I got so mad.
Plus
I think
16.
At this point, it was like 16 or 20 that I had to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like really just devastated. I was like.
Keep in mind, it's her birthday.
It was my birthday.
Yeah.
So I literally said that. I was like, how could you do this on my birthday?
It like went around the whole
and
table.
And I like flipped my dad off.
Yeah, literally.
Like,
you flipped me off, too.
Yeah, and I was like, I fucking hate everyone. Oh, sorry, am I allowed to swear on this?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I literally said that in front of my family.
Yeah.
I don't really do that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, man, you got really upset.
I was really upset.
Yeah, and then this, Uno is always the one to do it. Like, I mean, we don't play a lot of other video games, but, like, Uno is always that one. We were at the cabin a while ago with Andrew and Ashley. They haven't been on the podcast yet, but that's a goal of mine. But anyway, same thing happened. It was like the four of us playing. You got like, I think I plus two you or something, like when you had Uno a couple of times or something, and like literally threw the deck.
Yeah, so. Across like a room. I was mad.
So easy answer there. Yeah. I don't think I've ever, I don't know if I get mad like losing video. Okay, when I play Settlers of Catan, that's different.
That's still a game that I just haven't played.
Because... You wouldn't like it because it's just so long.
Yeah, I'm a very like one and done. Like I'm like, get it over with. This is why I love Uno, because it's like you finish it quick
yeah.
and then you just forget about it and start a new round.
See, like I didn't think I would like Catan because I was the same. I just liked Uno because it's quick and easy. And like same with... like Monopoly Deal was generally quick and like fast paced, but Settlers, you like, it can be fast paced if you play like hardcore with like a timer and stuff. Like we did that last time,
yeah.
So that's all good. But dude, when we were playing, it's like focus. You like you try hard.
Focused.
Excuse me. that's one where I get frustrated when you lose, because with Settlers. I know you've never played this, but if anyone listening has played this, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's like, you have a strategy. It's kind of like chess,
uh-huh.
where there's, like, the long game. You really have to think ahead and plan your moves in advance.
Yeah.
But the difference between... Actually, it's pretty similar with chess, too, where you feel like you could win. With Settlers, I feel like when you get going before anything really happens, you feel like you kind of have a good sense of what you want to do, and you feel pretty good about yourself. When it doesn't work out, That's rough, man. I feel like that would be the only game that I get genuinely upset at. Board game, anyways. Don't get me started on, like, Call of Duty. So.
Okay, new question.
Okay.
Because this is going on for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They get it. We're board game.
I saw you were scrolling, so I was waiting for you to pick one.
I love a good board game night.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my favorite things to do.
Mm-hmm.
We were also talking about this at dinner, how, like, everyone expects, like, at 21, everyone's going out,
mm-hmm.
partying, drinking,
yeah.
to the club, and we're just like, we just want to go home.
Yeah.
And curl up with some popcorn and watch a good movie.
Yeah, or podcast if you're like us.
Yeah, we literally just spontaneously decided to do this on the drive home.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Okay, I have a couple more good questions.
What you got?
One of them... I won $1,000. What will I spend it on?
You?
Yeah.
Oh, $1,000, eh? Do you have to spend it? Because I would say that you probably like donate part of it.
That's a good answer.
I feel like you would donate like a good $250 of that at least. Like, yeah, I'd say like you'd donate like $250 off of that. But then, otherwise, I feel like,
I guess I'll say that I don't have to spend it.
Okay. I feel like a trip.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like you'd
if
put that towards
a trip. If
there's
anything to spend it on, I think you're right.
It'd be a trip. Or
I'm a saver.
It wouldn't be clothes.
I save money a lot, so I feel like
yeah.
I would save it.
It would either be something like really useful. Like you wouldn't just spend something for fun.
Yeah.
Like it would be like shopping spree, you know? It would be like...
Ew, I would never do that.
It'd be like, I need new winter tires. Or like... gas money or a trip
yeah.
or like an experience or something like that. Maybe concert tickets.
Oh yeah, concert
yeah,
tickets.
That'd be
a good
one.
The Lumineers coming up.
Coming soon.
I should
tickets
win
$1,000. On sale. Yeah, man.
Okay, what would you spend?
Yeah, if I won $1,000.
You would also save it. I know you
mm-hmm.
would.
I don't even know what I would spend $1,000 on. Jeez.
$1,000 is nothing in this world.
Yeah,
though.
True.
Like $1,000 is like, I mean, it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but it's like.
But like not for something I would spend it on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because you think about $1,000 and you're like, okay, that's like a Jason Lang scholarship that's going straight into savings.
Yeah.
Like,
I think we're the same that way. We're going to savings, but I feel like if you were to spend it on something,
mm-hmm.
I think you would spend it on like a trip too, or you would spend it on like. Equipment for something that you like use like podcast stuff.
Oh
like,
damn. Camera stuff.
Maybe. Camera, yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't maybe. If anything. If I were to spend it on something like leisurely.
Yeah.
It would be that. For sure. Should we change that question? What would you do if you won like Lotto Max? Like 60 mil, for example.
I don't even know how it functioned.
Say you're...
Like, people are always like, I'd quit my job. I literally wouldn't quit my job.
Yeah, no.
I would not quit my job. Like...
We're too young.
Well,
but also, like...
It's not even that. I just like
it's boring,
what I do.
Too.
Like,
yeah.
I like what I'm in school for, and I feel like I really resonate with the thing that, like, money doesn't make you happy, because, yeah, like, what are you 100%. Supposed to do with your life if you just quit and, like, have all that money?
You know, I think a big part of it for both of us is also just, like, we don't want to feel like we were just given this handout.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, we want to still work hard to succeed, just like the rest of pretty much everyone else on Earth has to do.
I would definitely donate at least half of it.
No doubt. $60 million?
I don't need that kind of money as a 21-year-old. I would not need that kind of money.
Hello, all you influencers out there.
Yeah, literally.
Just, hello? Come on.
I don't know. I just, like, don't feel like I don't need that kind of money. Like,
I think I would, what I would want to do, like, how would you go about it? Because I think for me, I embarrassingly will admit that I've had this thought to myself more than I'd like to admit, but.
Like winning the lottery?
Yeah, like what I would do with that kind of money.
Well, I know you'd buy a nice car.
I definitely would buy a nice car. But I think what I would do first is, like, budget into, like, what are my immediate goals, like, that I could use that money for? And I think one of them would definitely be, like, moving out and, like, getting, like, a nice, small, modest place.
Yeah.
Like, I still...
Oh, that's a good one.
Like, if I was $60 million richer, I wouldn't spend half of that on a new place. You know, like, I would still look this for the same kind of apartments that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
Right? But it's just now I have the funds to actually achieve that. So I'd, like, budget out.
In a, what is it called? A savings
account? Yeah, exactly. I don't know if that's the word. I don't know finance stuff.
Tax-free savings account.
I'm 21. I'm just a young guy. Yeah. But, yeah, I would put a certain... I'll figure out how much I need for that and, like, all the other kinds of things like that, like groceries and, like, maybe a newer car. Not saying I'd get, like, a really crazy car.
But you
like, just, like, a... I would probably get, like, the first car that I would get would probably be, like, a Jeep or a Volvo. That wagon, man, I'm telling you.
That's such a, like...
I would get the Volvo.
What is wrong with us?
Actually... I think we're just sensible.
Yeah, I was gonna say, never mind. Nothing's wrong with us.
I would probably budget out that much. I imagine it would be, like, no more than, like, 100 grand. Like, that's way up there, too.
Yeah.
And then I would say, okay, that's like a tiny dent. I can donate like half of this money.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but we're
like,
so
young.
$30
million is like a lot.
Yeah. Donating, like, yeah. And then whatever I have with the rest of it, just like save and use it to my advantage. But
okay.
Yeah.
What is my weirdest interest?
Oh, wow.
That's a hard one.
This is a hard one.
I don't even know. Like, what do you consider weird?
Peculiar, maybe given like the kind of person that you are. Same goes for me, but like weirdest interest.
It's hard. What does that even mean? Like for you, I would say your weirdest interest is cars, except that's not even weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, okay, it's not weird.
Yeah.
But like it's kind of scary, you guys. How obsessed Kush is with cars. To the point where, like, he can hear a car from, like, probably miles away.
Yeah.
And doesn't even see the car, and he knows what kind of car it is based on the sound it makes.
Okay, but if people are listening to this right now, I bet you, like, several of them will be like, oh. Like, I could do that, you know?
Okay, I guess.
Because it's like everyone says, car guys are just the horse girls of guys. Like,
you are a car guy.
Yeah.
That's you.
But, like, that's not, I don't know. If I were to self-attribute it, I would say, like, my weirdest interests are just in these, like, random, like, science, like, trivia facts.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, I guess, yeah.
Or just not even, like, science trivia, like, even just, like, history, but little quips of knowledge that I get from Jeopardy, mostly.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Jeopardy.
Like, those kinds of things.
That's a big thing in the Kumar household.
Yes, Jeopardy is a religion here.
My weirdest
Yours?
Interest.
Man, that's hard.
I'm not weird.
Wait, I feel like there's something that I know, but I just can't quite put my finger on it right now.
What?
Like, I feel like there's so many things that you've told me, and I'm like, you?
What?
Maybe not so many, but just, like, a couple of things. No?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm trying to remember
what.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember what, but I can't right now. I feel like... I feel like food. Like, I feel like some foods that you like might be weird or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Weird interests. It's a hard one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's hard because we don't consider them weird.
I got one.
What?
Your obsession with salsa and chips.
That's not a... That's that's not an interest.
You're interested in them, right?
I'm interested in them, I guess.
Yeah.
It's yeah, awesome. I have a weird obsession.
Salsa and chips.
I could, if someone
you pay money for that at a restaurant.
I know. If someone bought me pico de gallo for Christmas, it would be the best gift I have ever gotten for Christmas. And I got a KitchenAid mixer and a weighted
blanket. Yeah, guys, I fucking got
year.
Her a KitchenAid mixer.
And I would have been just as happy with salsa and chips.
I wish I had known, guys. I wish I had known.
I could say the same for you and hummus.
Oh, that's true. Or sushi. But hummus, yeah. I could devour like a bowl of hummus. Speaking of hummus, I tried OJ's hummus for the first time.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. Like, their glaze, they use like this balsamic glaze on the hummus itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was some naan. It was good. But also, whenever you're in the restaurant, you're just hungry all the time, so...
That's fair. Working in the service industry, you just are hungry constantly.
Hungry, broke, sad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless, like, one person decides to tip you over 15%.
Good for them. They deserve...
That would be a great podcast topic.
Tipping?
No, just, like, the service industry. Oh, the service industry.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
It's terrible. I could talk about this forever.
Okay. One more question. Okay. Maybe a couple more. We'll see. What is one thing I love doing, but most people don't?
Ooh. See, this is easy to think almost the other way, where it's like, what's something that most people love doing but you don't?
Okay, do both.
Do both?
Try
to do something that you love doing but most people don't. Catheters.
What?
Like, you can handle
that.
You don't love it, but it's like, you can handle it. And it's not like a big deal to you, right?
I would say just like... Nursing in general.
I guess most people don't do catheters, but...
I've never put in a catheter in my life, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, dang. Okay.
You knew that.
I thought you did it on, like, a dummy once.
Or
like, assisted someone in putting it in, but...
I've assisted someone, but I didn't do it myself.
Alright.
But I guess just, like, nursing things in general.
Yeah. A weird thing that you love doing, but nobody else. Hmm.
I would agree with that. Just, like, if you're generalizing to, like, nursing...
Yeah.
And, like... patient care and just like being with people in the hospital.
That's true.
Whereas most people are like, I would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
Props to you.
Yeah.
I agree.
What about me?
It's something that you love and that most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you love being in school. Okay, let me finish.
Okay.
I think that you like learning.
Hmm. I would agree with that.
And a lot of people are like, when they're done with school, they're done with school, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, good, like, I have a job now and whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're the kind of person that just, like, is always, like, learning.
Hmm. I've never thought of that before.
Yeah.
But I think you're right.
You just like learning. Like, you have this weird passion for learning. Not that a lot of people, like, obviously a lot of people like doing that, but there's also those people out there that are just like, the last test I have to take is the last one, but you're the kind of person I feel like that would be like a memento for you, like taking your last exam ever, like that's like going to be a big day for you.
It is going to be, fun fact, it's funny you mentioned this because people at the bar will ask me like, when are you done, and like, I'll even ask myself, and like, I have it marked down, like,
yeah.
April 22nd, for my undergrad, April 22nd, 9 a.m., I'm counting down the hours.
Yeah, like,
it's
you're,
a big
you're
deal.
Really that person. You know?
Yeah, but I guess that's true. Like, again, this goes back to Jeopardy.
You also love making lists. You do that a lot.
You make lists, too.
I know.
I do make a lot of lists, though.
Lists.
Yeah.
Listy.
Listerine. What are you doing?
I don't know.
You're just tying a noose around yourself with the sweatpant laces, guys.
Hey, I can't keep them up. They're so big.
What's a gal to do?
Okay, wait. Answer the opposite.
Oh, okay, what's something that I hate that most people like?
Yeah, partying. That's easy
for
you.
Yeah, socializing.
You hate having a social life.
It's true. I've always felt like that. And people close to me know
like,
this.
At parties, he'll, like... We hosted a party here. And he was like, I need to leave my house.
I was, like,
house.
Complaining the whole time. Well, not the whole time. It was the prep.
Okay,
and
fair,
I was just like,
fair,
ugh.
Fair.
And then during it, During it was fine because it was with people we enjoy. If you weren't invited, yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not saying it's the people that you hate. I think it's just the aspect of, like, parties.
That's true. And, see, the thing is, like, I enjoyed our party because it was just, like, I would say more adult-like than the quote-unquote party that uni kids are thought to have. Because we had, like, wine. We had charcuterie.
Very expensive. Shout out to Veronica and William.
Jesus Christ, pulling through.
Spending that coin on us.
On some cheese and meat. Like, oh my god. Okay, anyways. Okay. Yeah, like, we had the wine and cheese and, like, played pool, played board games.
It was great.
It was Jackbox? Awesome.
First of all, if you have a Nintendo Switch and you don't have Jackbox games...
What are you doing?
You're wrong.
What are you doing? You're wrong.
And second of all, if you don't have a Nintendo Switch...
Yeah.
You're still wrong.
Shit's expensive, man.
I mean, fair. But also, you can play Jackbox games online.
Yes.
Jackbox.
Do that. Check it out.
Sponsor Jackbox sponsors. Our game. Our podcast. Our game.
What even would that be? That'd be cool. But anyways, yeah, definitely. Like, that kind of party I really enjoy because it's like, that's my kind of party.
Okay,
you know?
What about me?
For you?
What's something that everyone loves
about
I can think of a couple things.
You think a couple? I was going to say driving.
Yeah, that's
the
first
thing. I thought was driving. But again, I can't really speak to the whole world and say that
a lot of people hate driving that I know at least. Or they liked driving when they first started and then now they hate it.
Yeah, because... or they're indifferent.
Yeah.
But, like, you dislike it actively.
I actively have disliked it from the moment I got my license. And the only reason I have my license is because where we live, like,
it's
you
like
don't
40
have
minutes
your...
to get to campus.
Well, it's not even that. It's not even just campus. But if you don't have your license where we live, you literally...
That's true.
You can't get any... You can't do anything. You can't
bus,
do anything.
Like, we rag on Edmonton a lot, but our transit system is garbage. It's not well thought out. The roads aren't well thought out. So, like, driving is the fastest way.
Yeah.
And, like, I get why you hate it.
It's just dumb.
It's mostly... Well, like, do you hate driving or do you hate our city's planning?
I just don't like driving.
Driving?
Like, if I could live in a city... I mean, I know I could. Like, I can live in Toronto, Vancouver, wherever. I could live somewhere with great transit, but I don't want to live in places with great transit because that means there's lots of people. And I want to live in a place that's, like, very remote... away from people. Like,
you know,
I want to live in the mountains. I always say this. It's like the most Canadian thing to say.
In the
freaking
mountains,
like,
eh?
Yeah, but I just like... If I could walk everywhere, I would.
Yeah.
That's
what
I'm trying to say.
Where's some place that's pretty, like, high population that I would want to live? Because, like, I'm the same way. I would want to live somewhere. Like, a small place like Canmore. Netherlands.
I bike
everywhere.
I would say that.
Yeah?
I was, like, going for, like, Amsterdam. So
yeah.
Like, yeah, I had
totally. I would love to live there. At least.
Yeah, when my dad went there, he loved it.
I've never even visited, but I just know I feel like I would really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Same with Australia. Like, Sydney, very busy, but, like, their transit system is good. From what I remember, it wasn't even busy. Like, when I was there.
It's, like, spread out.
Yeah, it was very spread out, but and well planned, and yeah.
I do hate city planning, though. I feel like I could do a better job. Just saying.
I was walking past in the Egg Four building. Agriculture Forestry, for those listening.
Yeah.
They had this booth for the Faculty of Planning. And, like, I was walking with Rachel, and I was like, hey, backup plan, like, right there.
Yeah, I would. I'd make some changes.
And then, I mean, okay, Rachel is, like, I don't know, you haven't talked to her that much, but, like, she's very, like, cut and dry, and, like, she's fun.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, she'll, like, ask you a question if it piques your interest, you know what I mean? So, like, she's like, really? Why do you want to be a planner? And then I was like, oh, like, I don't know if I do. I'm just saying, like, I feel like in Edmonton, planning right now sucks. And I think I could do a better job. And she was like, really? She's like, planning, like, a city? And I was like, yeah. Like, I'd just go plan and then get a job planning cities. And she's like, okay, that's ambitious.
That is ambitious.
It is ambitious.
Shout out to Ashley. You got this, girl.
Yo, word.
One of our friends is in city planning.
Yeah. Make for it.
Is it, what is it called? It's not called city planning.
Just
planning. It's a real degree. It's a real
planning.
Thing.
It's called planning.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But, like, we need people like that.
We need planners.
I don't know. Is there anything else that you think that most people like but I hate?
For you? I don't know. Okay, well, most people have seen Harry Potter. You haven't seen it.
That's different.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
My jaw just dropped, people.
I'm saying, because I was going to say Harry Potter, but that's a totally different question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's I feel like
the haters are gonna come for me.
Most people like, but you hate. I don't know. I feel like, because driving is the obvious one. Other than that, I don't think I could. Again, I was going to say, like, winter seasons.
I love winter.
Yeah, but then I couldn't speak to that either. That's, like, the opposite.
I could never live in a place without seasons. Yeah. Ever. I would hate LA.
Yeah.
I just, like, need a change. And also, Christmas without snow is wrong. It's not Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Tell them. So, in short, if you don't have a Switch, you don't have Jackbox. If you live in tropical climates,
you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Hey, living in a
tropical Shut up. Sorry?
Shout out to Try Guys.
You got any other questions?
Let's see. Is there any more that I really want to ask?
Mm-hmm. I think I have some.
You do?
Perhaps I could check. But also, it's been... it's been a while. We'd be good to stop it here if we want to. Maybe last question. Let's do last question, okay?
Okay.
And then we can wrap this up. Think of a good one, okay? Think of a good one.
Am I doing one or are you?
Well, let's see who finds it first.
Oh.
You have some other ones, right?
Yeah, but all of these, the ones that I found are so shallow.
Okay, I got a good one.
Okay.
It's one of the ones you said you didn't like, but I'm going to ask it anyways.
What? Okay.
How do you think you're going to die?
Oh, okay, guys. I want to make a whole podcast about this, actually, because I have a phobia, like a full fear of the afterlife. Like, I have a fear of dying, okay? Like, this sounds stupid because everyone has a fear of, like, who wants to die? No one.
No one. But...
I have a fear of, like, not the sense of dying. Like, I don't, like, if I was murdered, I wouldn't be upset about that. I would be, like... I'm scared of the afterlife. Like, what's next?
The unknown.
Yeah. I'm so scared of it.
So it's not dying. It's just what's after that.
Okay, wait. What was the question?
How do you think you're going to die?
How do I think I'm going to die?
We should definitely talk about... I'm going to make a note, actually, that we should talk about that in another episode.
That's a good one.
But,
I'm going to get a disease.
That's the
I know fear. It.
Well, okay, that makes sense, because you're nursing. Is that why you think that? Or...
I don't know. I just, like, my family has a long history of, like, Alzheimer's dementia. And I don't want to get really into this, but, like, I have a lot of health issues. So I feel like I'm going to get a disease. That's why I'm going to die. The very blunt answer.
It's very morbid,
if I was thinking more, like, fantasy-wise, how would you want to die? How would you want to die?
How would you want to die?
I would want it to be quick. I don't want to feel it.
Yeah, I would want it to be, like, some pill.
Whoa.
Like, yeah, I don't know, some kind of, I don't want them to anesthetize me or something.
Okay.
And, like, just have me take a pill or something. That just kills me. Yeah, I don't think I would. I think we can all agree that the worst way to die is by drowning. That has to be the worst. Okay, so we don't disagree. Or, so we don't agree. Okay, so I think the worst way to die is drowning. What do you say?
See, that's one of the ways that I would want to go.
What?
Yeah.
Drowning?
I don't know. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's weird. Think about it. What's a
weird interest of yours, drowning?
Wait, why do you say that's one of the ways you would want
to go? To me, it's because I imagine myself drowning in the ocean, which is one of my favorite places to be.
Oh, shit.
Like, okay. I love the ocean. And, like, my whole childhood was being in the ocean. Whenever we could and whatever, right? So, like, I don't know. I feel like... But it's also very morbid because, it's, like, drowning, you feel it. Like,
yeah, you feel it a lot.
Okay.
It's just too much for me. The worst
way, like, the way I would not want to die is in a motor vehicle accident.
See, I would prefer that to drowning.
Okay, fair.
Because...
But see, my hate for cars...
That makes sense for you.
Yeah.
For me, it's because, like... You know, have you ever had it where you are underwater for a little bit too long, or, like, you're too deep, or something happens, and you, like, run out of air underwater?
Yeah.
And then you gotta, like, scramble to the surface?
That's fair, that's
fair. That is probably the most fear I've ever felt in my life. Like, one time, I was in Hawaii, actually, surfing.
Yeah.
And, like, the tide came, or, like, the current was, like, sucking me back, pretty much.
Yeah.
And, like, you feel like... Yeah, you just feel like you're gonna die. And you're conscious of it. You're like,
that's fair.
If I don't get to the surface now, I'm going to pass the fuck out.
Yeah.
So that's terrifying.
It's like a state of, your body's in a state of panic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
So would you want to know when you die or not?
No.
Really?
I've already decided this. No. I don't want to know. I don't fear death.
I want to know.
I'm not scared of dying.
Oh, my God.
And I don't want to know. I think I just want to live my life while I have it. Okay. I feel like if I know what it is, I'm just going to be in constant anticipation and anxiety of it. When the day finally comes, I'm going
to
be like...
See, but I'm such a planner that way that I, like, I want to plan my death. Like, I need to know.
Would you want to know how or when?
Both.
What if you couldn't
know both? If I could choose one?
Yeah.
It would be when. 100% when.
Not how? Because
you structure your life over what you're doing. Like, if someone told me I was going to die in 6 months,
mm-hmm.
I don't care how I'm dying. If I'm dying in 6 months, I'm doing everything I possibly
can.
That's
true.
In those 6 months, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I'd rather know when.
That's true, because I was going to say, there's the argument that it's like, if you know how, you can just avoid the situation. But that's kind of a meta, because if you know how, that means it's inevitable and it's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's no avoiding it anyways, but...
But yeah, like, I would want to know. Like, I wouldn't mm-hmm. want my death to be sudden.
That's true, but I feel like I would just get too anxious about it.
But then, like, think, what about your loved ones? Like,
I know. It's just, I don't
and,
know.
And, like, you just don't, like, if you don't see it coming, then I feel like you don't, like, obviously, like...
Yeah.
This is getting really deep.
We're young, too. I feel like we don't even think about this.
I know, but it's hard, like, but... if you don't see it coming, then, like, you don't... You don't get to know. And then, like, you don't get to do things that you wanted to do or, like, say things
true.
That you wanted to say.
That's true.
And, like, I feel like I'm the kind of person that's, like, if I know I'm going to die, like, I need to tell people these things. And, like, I need to, you know? I don't know.
Whatever. I want to drive a Lamborghini before I die. So
yeah. Exactly.
That's a fair point. I don't know if I have a solid argument as to why I don't want to know.
I mean, I get it, though.
I just don't.
Some like, people just don't, like, why would you want, like...
Yeah, I just don't want to have that information.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah. But, anyways...
But you didn't answer the question.
Oh, shit, yeah, how I think
how
I'm going to
die?
Right, I didn't even answer that. Oh, man. I think it's going to be, like, some kind of accident, like, an adventurous accident. Like, I feel like I'm going to be snowboarding or something, or, like...
This is really sad to think about.
It is.
I don't know, like, how you felt when I said disease, but, like, my heart kind of, like, fell into my chest when you said that. When you said, like, accident.
Yeah, because I do a lot of those kinds of adrenaline activities, and, like,
but
I've had...
are you saying you think you're going to die young?
No, not necessarily, because I don't plan on stopping doing these things, which is, might be,
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
We're, like, manifesting it.
Shit.
You brought up the question.
I did bring up the question. But anyways, yeah, like, I have had near misses in the past doing some of these things. So, like, I feel like if there's anything that's most likely for me, it'd be, like...
Honestly, I see that for you, actually.
Like that.
That's very true. I've gotten hit by a car 3 times.
In, like, 1 year, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
This started off as such a fun game. Now we're talking about death. That's okay. This was for you, listeners. I hope you enjoyed.
How do you think you're going to die?
Yeah,
comment
let us know.
Down below.
Send us a message. Okay, well, maybe we can pick up with something heavier in the second half. If we do a second half.
Something even heavier.
Yeah, maybe we can ride this wave into tomorrow. Because it's late as heck right now. So.
It's almost your real birthday.
Yeah.
Woo-woo.
Party. And, but anyways, yeah, so stay tuned for that if it happens. If not, thanks for listening. And, yeah.
Bye, guys.
We'll talk to you next time.
To you. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, I'm just going to interrupt here and let you all know that this is actually the end of the episode. I apologize for that really awkward outro. We were both really tired and decided to just leave the episode where it was instead of continuing on like we were teasing, I suppose. But not to worry, if you were excited for some more content, one, thank you. I don't know why, but I'll take it. Two, I got a date for you guys. You now have something to look forward to. Mark it down in your calendars. We're going to be uploading on the second Sunday of every month from now on. You have my word on it. I know I've promised an upload schedule since I started this podcast almost a year ago, so it's been a long time coming, but it just seems like I only ever upload once a month anyways, because I like life gets busy, you know.
But since that's the pattern, might as well just set it in stone. We're going to do the second Sunday of every month from now on. You can expect a new episode of 8Ball Podcast on streaming services near you. But that is all from me. In a second, I will let the sponsor segment play. Shout out to Anchor.fm. You guys rock for still sponsoring us. Stay tuned for that. But if you listened this far, thank you all so much. We really appreciate your continued support and dedication to this podcast. Without you, I wouldn't be doing this. So thank you all so much for listening, and we will hopefully see you. No, not hopefully. I'm committing. I will definitely see you next month. Anchor is the easiest way to make your own podcast. If you're thinking about starting your own podcast, I highly suggest you check it out. It's what I use to make 8Ball. It's how I got started. Totally free. And I think the best part about it is that you can get your own podcast onto big name streaming services like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, you know, basically anywhere you want to listen to a podcast, Anchor will distribute it for you for free, and you can make money off of it. Totally awesome tool, great resources. Go to anchor.fm or download the Anchor app to check it out today. Thanks for listening.